Step 1. Pause and create space. Take a deep breath and honor this moment. This is your opportunity to pause and hold space for what you feel, desire, and long for. I want you to notice and ask yourself, what just happened? What am I needing to process or pause from right now? What just happened? Could be a moment, a conversation, could be something that you just experienced with your work, could be a lot of different things. I want you just, without judging, without thinking any more about it, this step is simply just pausing and asking yourself, what just happened as I create this space? Simply a moment I can process with care and compassion. Reflect on the context. What just happened? What's the situation or experience I'm responding to? Or I'm pausing in order to determine how I want to respond to it? What feelings and sensations are arising in my body, heart, mind, and spirit? What might they reveal about my deeper longings and hopes in this situation? What I desire? Reflection questions. What am I feeling right now, both on the surface and deeper within? Are there desires or unmet longings that these feelings are pointing toward? What might those be? What might be coming up for me right now? What does this moment say about what I truly need and value and want? Inviting him in as I reflect on this moment right now, as I pause, what truth from God's word comes to mind on this as I seek him right now too? Write them down or just pause to hold them in your mind and hold space for them as he anchors to your heart and mind. An example could be Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge and submit to him and he will make your path straight. Or getting wisdom, getting understanding. Proverbs 4:5-6, get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. What might he be illuminating to you right now? Just noticing that, paying attention, inviting him into this process as well as you pause. What might he be doing? What do you notice in your spirit, as well as emotions and thoughts? We're inviting all of those in as you pause and create space. Step 2, explore and name your desires. Now that I've acknowledged what I'm feeling, I can ask myself, what do I truly desire here? Set aside expectations, pressures, or shoulds. If I were to fully honor my heart's longings, what would I hope for in this moment? Reflection questions. What do I want to feel or experience? Peace, connection, joy, clarity, belonging. What else? How does this align with my core values and the person I am? If I imagine this desire or longing fulfilled, what emotions or sensations arise in my heart, in my body, in my spirit? What do I notice? Relief, hope, fulfillment, any other feelings? Spiritual discernment. I invite prayer and discernment into this process. How might a loving Father who knows my longings and is for me guide me here? What truths from his word resonate with this longing? Write them here or hold space for them as you notice those come to mind, or if he leads you to those verses and truths. Reflect on them as you seek his guidance in this moment of pause. As you're exploring your desires, exploring his desires for you. What does he desire for you? What do you know about his character and who he is? Step 3, responding to those needs and what you've written down with compassion and intentionality. Now that I've connected with my feelings and longings and his heart towards me, I can explore how to honor these. What would need to happen to move towards this? What step can I take? Any other steps I could take as I reflect on this care, clarity, and compassion? Reflection questions. How can I respond to this moment in a way that is aligned with my heart, values, and the desires God has placed within me? What resources, support, or shifts might I need to honor my longings? What scriptures guide or affirm these next steps? Remember to get curious here. How does God's word encourage me and align here to move forward in trust, in peace, or in what other ways am I sensing him here? In your closing practice, I honor the desires and longings that have emerged. These are sacred moments of reflection. Just paying attention. What is he showing you? What are you noticing? What's coming up for you? As I take these next steps, I trust that I'm growing in alignment in my whole self, my body, my feelings, my mind, my heart, and his discernment process inside me. I invite God into this process, knowing that he is with me, he is for me, and he loves me. So please get curious here. As I take the next steps, I trust that I'm growing in alignment with love and truth, engaging creativity and curiosity. What other thoughts, ideas, or feelings come to mind in this moment? What am I sensing intuitively as I pause, reflect, and explore possibilities? How might I approach this situation with the spirit of creativity, curiosity, and openness to new insights or paths forward? So what are other ideas maybe you hadn't considered? Engaging creativity and curiosity and discernment. And again, I'm going to end with these verses. Please write down any others that might come to mind. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 4, 5, and 6. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. You're putting this all together. Continue to ask yourself, now that I've connected these feelings, discernment process, longings, and how can I honor them? What would need to happen to move forward? And what steps can I take that reflect care, clarity, and compassion? Thank you for this time.